Well, a trilateral military summit of Syria, Iran, and Iraq has been held in the Syrian capital, Damascus. Military chiefs from the three countries met with the aim of boosting joint efforts against Western-backed terrorist groups in the region. Our correspondent, Muhammad Ali, has the details from Damascus.
Top military officials from Iran, Iraq, and Syria sat down for talks in Damascus on Monday. Syria's Minister of Defense, Iran's Chief of Staff of Armed Forces, and his Iraqi counterpart agreed to boost coordination among the three militaries to counter common terrorism-related threats. Syria's Defense Minister reaffirmed that the entire territory of the country will be liberated from both terrorists and forces he described as occupiers.
Any military presence of any state without an official invitation from the Syrian government is illegal and regarded as occupation. The U.S. and other illegal forces will get out of Syria. The Syrian government will take control of all its territories sooner or later, whether through reconciliation or military power, and Idlib is not an exception.
The three military commanders underlined the importance of foiling the plots by Western allied state sponsors of terrorism that seek to fuel unrest in the region and interfere in independent countries' internal affairs. Chief of Staff of Iran's armed forces said terrorists sought to target Iran after Iraq and Syria. Therefore, Iran responded to requests of assistance by Syria and Iraq and stood beside them.
We underline the importance of respecting Syria's sovereignty. Iran is against illegitimate entry of any forces from any country into Syria. We entered Syria at its invitation and will stay there as long as Syria wishes.
The Iraqi army's chief of staff said the security of Syria and Iraq cannot be separated, adding that the two countries will continue coordination via the information center established between them. He also announced the opening of a crossing at their joint borders.
The coming few days will witness the opening of a border crossing between Syria and Iraq, allowing continuation of visits and trade. We have high-level coordination with the Syrian army in the war on Daesh.
Syria and Iraq share a 615-kilometer border, which Daesh used for years for infiltrations and weapons smuggling. There are still terrorist groups in Syria's eastern desert, which the resistance front is planning to eliminate. All three armies wanted to send a message from Damascus that their joint efforts in the fight against terror will continue. Syria, Iran, and Iraq make up an alliance of resistance against terrorism and U.S.-Israeli plots in the region that dates back to years. Today, this front reiterated its determination to prevent the expansion of terrorism and help Syria regain all its territories. Hamad Ali, Press TV, Damascus.
Well, to discuss that more, we're joined by Mr. David Yaobian, Professor of History from CSU San Bernardino, and also Mr. Paul Larudi, former U.S. government advisor, joining us live from Berkeley. Thank you very much to both of you gentlemen for sparing some time for us on this edition of the News Review. Let's start with Mr. David Yaobian. Mr. Yaobian, what is the significance of this trilateral meeting?
I think its significance is an important restatement of basic facts in the context of international law for the international community to be aware of, to be made aware of, let's say, once again, and as well to remind the United States, Israel, and specifically, I'd say, Turkey, currently occupying Idlib, that the Syrian government is determined to maintain its sovereignty and to regain all of its territory that has either been occupied by foreign forces and or occupied by foreign forces in conjunction with their Takfiri terrorist proxies, which have sought to destabilize and essentially destroy Syria's territorial integrity in the interests of basically Saudi Arabia, Israel, and to the extent that it can maintain a hold over the issue of Kurdish independence, the Turks. So this was a very important restatement of basic facts in the context of international law. Of course, the Trump regime completely thumbs its nose at international law across the board, and so it's not clear the extent to which this will have the desired impact on American political elites, but it is an important three-way statement between Iraqi, Syrian, and Iranian military officials that Syrian territorial integrity will be maintained and it will reacquire all of its sovereignty over its territory.
Thank you very much. Let's turn to Mr. Paul Larudi. Sir, what is the significance of the alliance between Iraq, Iran, and Syria? How would that help eliminate all the terrorist groups that have been active since 2011 in Syria? Can we draw a comparison between this trilateral alliance and the alliance between Russia, Turkey, and Iran, who again are on a different front trying to bring back peace to Syria?
Well, I'm glad you brought up the comparison because I was going to. It's a fact that independent countries and countries that wish to behave in an independent way, as if they are not puppets of major powers like the United States, in order to do that, they have to form alliances with like-minded other countries. And that's what Iran, Iraq, and Syria are doing, but they're also working with Russia and China, which have the same intentions. Russia especially is under pressure from the United States with its sanctions and its attacks on Russians, its overthrowing of the Ukrainian regime in order to install their own puppets, very violent puppets there. So these all come into play. If any country wants to maintain its sovereignty and its independence, an independent economy and an independent foreign policy, it's going to have to find some alliances with more powerful or like-minded neighbors in order to defend itself. And as we know, Syria, for example, has had a very hard time defending itself. It has barely defended itself, even with powerful allies.
Thank you very much. Now back to Mr. Yaoubian. How successful do you think this alliance will be, Mr. Yaoubian? So far, we do realize that no one was expecting, especially in the West, no one was expecting Bashar al-Assad to be able to defeat these terrorists and reach to the point that he is today.
I have strong hopes that this will be a very formidable alliance. It already has demonstrated the capacity to essentially defeat the Daesh terrorists who were unleashed by Israel, Saudi Arabia, the UAE, and the United States. It is because of the concerted action of Iran in conjunction with Russia and Iran in conjunction with Iraqi forces, the Iraqi Shia paramilitaries, which have successfully defended Iraqi and then also as well Syrian territory against this sectarian Takfiri wave sent by foreign powers. And so this is, I believe, a very important statement. It was a strong and clear statement, and I think it is backed up by the particularly the past 3 years of historical fact, seeing the combined forces, specifically Iranian, Russian in conjunction with Syrian and Iraqi, successfully maintaining territorial integrity of their countries and now reaching a point where it really is necessary for the United States to recognize their defeat in Syria and Iraq, specifically in the northeast and in the 55-kilometer zone around Al-Tanf, and to leave. There are tens of thousands of refugees right now at the Rubicon camp who are suffering needlessly because Russia has provided a humanitarian corridor and buses to enable them to leave, to go back to their homes, to go back to their families, and it is the United States which is keeping those refugees there as pawns to maintain this control over the Al-Tanf zone. So this statement, I believe, is important, and hopefully the reality of what's going on the ground will motivate the United States to pack up and leave Syrian and Iraqi territory.
Thank you very much, Mr. Yaoubian. Mr. Larudi, we're running out of time, so if you could please wrap this up in about 2 to 3 minutes. What are your final thoughts? Do you think that the U.S. and its allies will be leaving Syria anytime soon?
I do not think that they will be leaving Syria anytime soon. The United States does not accept defeat. It will continue to insinuate itself there while it keeps U.S. Troops there. It will continue to rely on proxy forces, whether it's the Kurdish allies that it has there or whether it's terrorists that it has relied upon in the past. It will make as much trouble as it can, make victory as costly as possible, and it will undermine the sovereignty of uncooperative countries that refuse to be puppets of the United States. That is the U.S. foreign policy.
Thank you very much to both of you gentlemen, Mr. David Yacoubian, Professor of History from CSU San Bernardino, and also Mr. Paul Lorudi, former U.S. government advisor. Thank you very much, gentlemen, for your elaborations, and thank you for following this edition of the News Review with us.